Just put yourself in this situation. You're lined up at the urinals in the bathroom. Another bathroom question, fellas. You're lined up.
Part of all of our lives,
yeah,
man.
It's we all use public restrooms. You're lined up several urinals across there. And it typically is an older gentleman that does it. But I mean, I've done it before myself. But as you're taking a leak, just out of nowhere, all of a sudden you hear one of those. You hear a good, just let it loose. It's been sitting there. It's been sitting right on the edge of that sphincter since he walked in the bathroom, and he lets it loose.
A whistler.
All right. I mean, what do you do in that situation, boys? And I'm talking about, you don't know the guy. Now, if it's me and you sitting there, I'm going to talk to you. But I mean, if you don't know the guy, what is the right way to respond or react?
I don't think there is a response. I mean, to me, that is if you have listened to this show, it's well documented how I feel about close quarter farts in rooms. But the restroom,
he doesn't like it, folks.
And the restroom is usually a big enough spot, and that's where it's supposed to be. Hell, there's usually somebody taking a deuce a couple feet away. So.
Well, that's what I just did. A boss man was in there, he was in the toilet taking a dump. And I was taking a leak, and I let a good one rip. And I said, boss man, I might need to be in there and join you pretty quick here.
And so I don't need that.
I think my natural response is just probably like, nice.
He is no fun, bro. You are no fun. You can't tell me that you've ever been in the bathroom. Maybe you haven't.
Just talked to a total stranger maybe, and just farted no, and say, hey, man,
I'm not
nice
saying
guy.
You have to what talk to him. I'm not saying you have to talk to him, but you don't even, like, I'm sitting there. I don't even laugh. A lot of times I don't know the guy, but I want to laugh. I want to say something. Like, you don't want to, you don't think anything.
I just keep on going with it.
Like, I was at church and this old man's next to me, and he's old. I'm talking about it. I couldn't believe he's vertical. And he's over there taking a leak, and you can tell he's pushing it now. He's pushing that old leak out. I mean, he rips one. And it takes everything I got not to laugh out loud and say, hey, man, that was good out. Something.
I mean, if it's good enough, it may be a smell. Now, if it is. Like, I've heard people just go rampant with it where it
sounds a little wet.
Well, yeah, like they went in there just to get
three,
it out.
Two or three of them. Yeah. Oh, peeing two or three of them. I might say, man, you feeling better?
You are.
Oh, my God. Yeah,
but if somebody just comes here and pees and farts, like, yeah, I'm gonna keep on peeing, wash my hands, and get on up.
I'm going to be honest. It's hard for me not to laugh. It's hard for me to not.
Farts are funny, man, no matter what your age.
Tyler, I hope they don't look at me because I'm damn sure smiling. I mean, I am damn sure smiling.
You think that was funny, Glenn?
Yes, I do. I think it's hilarious. Do you mind if I laugh out loud at your ass? Man, literally at your ass?
Thanks, Boomer.
I was going to say, you said to have a conversation. No, I don't have a conversation.
Oh, I mean, look, if it so goes in that direction,
you're fishing to have.
I'm just curious how other people handle it. I feel like it's a good time to maybe break the ice a bit with somebody you don't
male
know.
Male bonding.
Yeah. You think women do that? You think women feel that way? By the way, farting while you're taking a leak is one of the best feelings in the world.
It is a relief.
It's very easy, and it just the exit, the
yeah,
it's
better out
like,
than in, I've always
it's almost
said.
Like exhaling. It's a great feeling. Do y'all think women feel that sense?
It's basically coming up like next. Exhaling through your butt. Yeah.
Coming up next.